Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, it's a great privilege to be back here in Pittsburgh to speak to all of you today and to be here for your Jubilee Day of Recollection, your day in which you honor our Lord present in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And the Concilium has encouraged every Legion Council to do something very special for the Jubilee year. So I'm very happy that the Pittsburgh Comitium has picked this particular opportunity to celebrate the Jubilee year. It's also a privilege to be the guest of Father Myers, who, as you know, next week will be celebrating his 20th anniversary as a priest. I'm here today to give you some encouragement, to let you know what's taking place throughout the legionary world. In fact, I was just talking to one of the officers of the Concilium the other day, getting some of the more recent statistics on what's taking place throughout the Legion. And the most recent numbers are that throughout the world there are between 3 and 6 million active members of the Legion. Isn't that tremendous? And that about 20 to 30 million auxiliary members. So as we know, we're blessed to be part of the largest Catholic lay apostolic organization in the Church. And when we find out what's happening through other parts of the world, we're very much encouraged. For example, in Brazil, there are 400,000 active members of the Legion. In South Korea, there are 300,000 active members. In Zaire, 300,000 active members. The Philippines have 200,000 active members of the Legion. Nigeria, 150,000 active members. Angola, 100,000. I could go on with the tremendous numbers of legionaries, active legionaries in other parts of the world. Uganda has 80,000. India, 60,000. These are active members, not auxiliaries, but these are active legionaries. Each one does 2 hours of apostolic work every week, attends the weekly meeting, and prays the catena each day. Kenya has 40,000. Colombia, South America, 40,000. Venezuela, 30,000. And in the West Indies, 25,000. You're probably saying, well, how many do we have here in the United States? 32,000 active members. So we have a lot of work to do here in the United States when we consider we have 32,000 active members, and yet a country like South Korea has 10 times the number of legionaries we do, 300,000. So it's encouraging to see what's going on in the Legion world and that we're so blessed to belong to such a wonderful organization as the Legion of Mary. And yet we know that we need to extend the Legion in the United States, that it's tragic that a country with 60 million Catholics only has 32,000 active members. And that's what we should be doing here today, is encouraging you to extend the Legion in your own diocese here in Pittsburgh. And what I want to do very briefly is, over the next, hopefully, 10 to 15 minutes, give you 21 ideas on how to interest priests in the Legion. So if you have a notebook handy, if you have pen and paper, jot these ideas down, because it's not going to do much good if you just listen to the ideas and don't act upon them. Legionaries are called to act upon what they hear, to be men and women of action. The first way in which we can interest priests in the Legion is bribery. Okay? Bribery. In other words, you have to take the priest out to lunch You have to take the priests out to dinner, invite them to your house for dinner, get to know them, find out what their favorite meals are, their favorite desserts, and bake them their favorite cookies. If you have extra tickets to the Steelers game or to the Pirates game, pass them on to the priest. See, bribery can help, okay? It's a start. So you have to make the priest feel, wow, I'm really happy I have Legion of Mary members in my parish. So I get all these wonderful fresh chocolate chip cookies and nice home-cooked meals. Number two is give support and encouragement to your priest. Priests need encouragement. They need sincere praise. If they give a wonderful homily, say, Father, that was a beautiful homily on the Blessed Mother that you gave. Or if they did something in the parish that was a very good thing, encourage them and give support. Number three, be kind to your priests. Be nice to your priests. Be thoughtful to your priests. If it's their birthday, send them a birthday card. If it's their anniversary, send them an anniversary card and include a spiritual bouquet. Say, Father, I'm going to offer, you know, five Holy Communions or five rosaries or five Mass intentions for you. So be kind and thoughtful to your priest. This can go a long way in encouraging them to be more supportive of the Legion. Number four, show respect to your priest, especially to your pastors, and show complete obedience to your priest and the pastors of your parish. The handbook is very clear about this, that we do not work in the diocese without the blessing of the bishop. We don't work in a parish without the blessing of the pastor. And so we need to show respect to our pastors and to our priests and to be completely obedient. I know down in my diocese there was a pastor that let the Legion start, and all he wanted them to do was to welcome new parishioners, but they were not allowed to give out miraculous medals or rosaries or holy cards. All they could give out was information about the parish. Well, out of obedience, the Legion did that. They went out and welcomed all the new parishioners and gave out the parish bulletin. And the pastor was so impressed by the obedience of the legionaries, he pretty soon let them give out miraculous medals and holy cards and rosaries. So obedience can go a long way. Follow the Dale Carnegie advice. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Okay, did you ever hear that expression? Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Don't be what's called a problem parishioner. You know, every parish, there are wonderful supportive parishioners, and then there's those problem people, those problem parishioners that are always nagging or criticizing or complaining. Never let the Legion be known as a group that is a complainer, a complaining group. Number five, That was still number four. Number four was respect and obedience and don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Number five is be normal Catholics. Be normal. What turns off a priest is when he sees fanaticism and weirdness. And so I encourage you as legionaries, Frank Duff said, be ordinary Catholics. Be normal Catholics. Don't go running after the latest apparition, but be solid in your Catholic faith. Focused on the Eucharist, the seven sacraments, Our Lady, the Catechism, and the teachings of the Magisterium. So be Orthodox Catholics and be focused on the tried and the true. Frank Duff was very leery of legionaries that would go running after the latest apparitions. We should, of course, accept all the apparitions that the Church accepts, like Lourdes and Fatima and Guadalupe, but be normal Catholics and don't turn off the priest by being considered fanatical. Number six, make your meetings bright and cheerful. Because when a priest comes into your meetings, if they're dull and boring, he's not going to want to come back. So make your meetings bright and cheerful and have a good, positive attitude at your Legion meetings. Number seven, follow the Legion system with the proper spirit. Too many times we lose grace when we deviate from the Legion system. When we change the system, we will lose grace. And if we deviate from the proper spirit, which is the spirit of Our Lady, we will lose grace. Make sure that the system is being followed to the way the handbook tells us and according to the proper spirit. Number eight, do the kind of work that the priest wants done in the parish. You can even go to the pastor and say, Father, what is your priority? What work do you want done? Do you want door-to-door visitation, you know, parish census work? Do you want us to help you visit new parishioners? Do you want us to reach out after the fallen away Catholics? Can you give us a list of fallen away Catholics or couples in invalid marriages that we could go and make a friendly visit to? So find out what work he wants done and be willing to do that work. And in that regard, you will be the extension of the priest. You will be of help and of service to the priest. Legionaries are a tremendous help to me in my own parish, and I consider them the extension of my priesthood. So do the work that the pastor wants done. Number 9, do your work in an excellent way. Make the priest proud of you as legionaries. We had a case in another part of Pennsylvania where a priest who was not very supportive of the Legion, after he saw the tremendous work that was being done by his legionaries, the challenging work and the difficult cases, he began boasting to other pastors about his legionaries. And that's exactly what we need, is priests talking about us in that way, to say, well, you should see what my Legion group is doing, of how many people they brought back to the sacraments, or how many doors they knocked on, or how many people have been influenced by the Legion. So make the priest proud of your work. So do your work in an excellent way. Number 10, lead holy and edifying lives. Nothing will impress the priest more than your example, your virtue, and your commitment to the church. Your example will inspire the priest, and it has inspired the priest. I'm always edified when I meet legionaries like yourselves, who live such holy and edifying lives. Number 11, recruit more active members yourself. Don't leave it up to the priest to do all the recruiting. Obviously, the priest should do recruiting, but you yourselves should be extending the Legion in your parish. And it will be encouraging to the priest when he attends your meetings, when you have more and more people coming to your meeting. You know, sometimes priests only come to the meeting when somebody makes a legionary promise. So the answer to that is to get lots of new members, so there's always somebody making their Legion promise. Number 12, try to establish the Legion in your seminary or in seminaries where your seminarians are attending. We've been very blessed to have the Legion at Mount St. Mary Seminary in Maryland and St. Charles Seminary in Philadelphia. And if you can get a young man interested in the Legion as a seminarian, oftentimes it can change the whole direction of their priesthood. It can make them a more Marian priest, and it can really make them a legionary priest. But try to get the Legion in the seminaries. Number 13, even if you can't get the Legion in the seminaries, see if you can go and speak to the seminarians. We did this at Mount St. Mary's, where we brought in some legionaries, and they spoke about door-to-door visitation, about what the Legion means to them, to the deacons during their last year. We called it a deacon workshop, and it made a big impact upon the future priests when they heard these legionaries speaking so sincerely about their involvement in the Legion. Number 14, try to give all your seminarians for your diocese a complimentary copy of the Legion handbook. Give them the handbook and encourage them to read it. We did this at Mount St. Mary's. We bought about 160 handbooks and gave them to every seminarian in the seminary, along with the booklet, the seminarian in the Legion, the priest in the Legion booklet, and the spiritual director in the Legion. Number 15, establish junior presidia, intermediate presidia, and focus on trying to get young adults in the Legion. Because if we don't get juniors and high school kids and young adults, our Legion will not be with us in 20 to 30 years. So we need to provide for the future of the Legion. And one of the blessings of junior presidia and intermediate presidia and young adult presidia is that they foster vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. In the spring, in our diocese, we'll be having, I think, about eight young men being ordained, and two of them were former officers of our regium. One was the treasurer of our regium, and one was the vice president of our regium. And now they're both deacons, about to be ordained priests. Frank Duff said that the Legion could solve the whole vocation crisis in the church, because the Legion promotes vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. So by working with the young people, establishing junior groups, intermediate groups, young adult groups, establishing groups in colleges can go a long way. Look around to your colleges and universities and start the Legion there. The Legion of Christendom and Thomas Aquinas colleges produce dozens of Legion priests throughout the country. So one way to get priests involved with the Legion is to start them when the kids are just juniors and high school kids and young adults, and then when they become priests, they will certainly promote the Legion. Number 16, get to know the seminarians that are working in the parishes during the summer assignments, the transitional deacons. Sometimes you'll have a visiting seminarian come and help out for a few months during the summer. Invite the seminarian to your Legion meeting. Give them a handbook and encourage them to be involved with your presidium, even if they're only with you for a few short months during the summer. Also, don't forget that religious sisters and permanent deacons make excellent spiritual directors. Some of our best spiritual directors in Virginia are permanent deacons and religious sisters. Number 17, continue doing extension work. Continue visiting pastors and asking them to start the Legion. And if you have some young adult legionaries, take them with you to visit the pastors. If you have teenagers, take them with you to visit the pastors. Number 18, try to get people from that parish to go with you to talk to the pastor. See, a lot of times the priest will not start the Legion if somebody comes in from outside, but if you can get to know some of his own parishioners that want to start the Legion, the priest will be much more open to starting a presidium if he has his own parishioners that are asking him to start. Number 19, keep your priests informed on the work of the Legion, especially your pastors. For example, if you have the Legion in the parish, make sure you send him a monthly report or your minutes each week, and certainly give him a copy of your annual report. So keep the pastors informed on the work that you're doing in the parish. Number 20, give a gift subscription to Maria Legionis to all your pastors and to your priests in your parish. And this is something that can come out of the secret bag. Give your pastor a gift subscription to Maria Legionis. That way at least four times a year he gets the Legion magazine. And hopefully he'll read it and be edified by what's taking place throughout the Legion world. Every one of your spiritual directors should be receiving from you, from your presidium, a Maria Legionis subscription. And lastly, number 21, the most important way, I save this for last because it's the most important way to extend the Legion and to get priests interested in the Legion, is prayer and penance. Prayer and penance. This is what will sort of convert priests to the Legion. You have to spend many hours on your knees before the Blessed Sacrament for your priest. Make holy hours. Be generous in making a weekly or monthly holy hour on your own for the extension of the Legion in this diocese. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen. It's going to take a lot of prayer, a lot of sacrifice, and a lot of penance to extend the Legion throughout this diocese and throughout the world. When you attend Mass, offer your communion for the extension of the Legion in your diocese. Offer rosaries for the extension of the Legion. Pray that Our Lady will touch the hearts of your pastors and your priests and make them more Marian and more open to the workings of the Legion. So that is the most important point. Number 21 was prayer and penance. And the only way, I'm convinced, that the Legion is growing in our diocese of Arlington, and we've been very blessed. You know, 10 years ago, we had about 25 presidia in the diocese. Today we have about 130 presidia in our diocese, about 1,500 active members. On my own parish, I just started the Legion 1 month ago. I have 3 Presidium, each with about 15 to 20 members. But it takes a lot of effort, a lot of prayer, but it can be done. So when we see what's being done throughout the world, in Brazil, in Africa, in South Korea, in the Philippines, we should be encouraged. But these 21 principles, these 21 ideas, need to be implemented by you. You need to go out and take these ideas and apply them, and then God willing, the Legion will continue to grow and flourish throughout this diocese and throughout the world. God bless you.